I don't know if you believe in momentum. I don't even know if there's such a thing, but we feel good about where we are. Not great. We know it's going to be a heck of a game on Wednesday. I mean, you know, this is the best we could ask for. They go up two. We won our two. Now it's two out of three, and got to steal one on the road.
Seth, the Warriors have the most pressure on them tonight, right?
I don't think they do.
The Warriors have the pressure on them.
Do you think that's... This is the problem. Can the Warriors actually...
I don't think any situation can put as much pressure on the Warriors because they've already got their championships in the bag. I think the Warriors... If neither of these teams had a championship yet, let's look at it that way. If neither of these teams had a championship yet, then yes, I think the Warriors have the most pressure on them. They're the one seed. They're the one seed going against a four seed that could have easily been a two seed, but they're the one seed going against a four seed. So let's pretend the Warriors don't have all these championships behind them.
Okay.
They have the higher priced roster. Well, that's debatable. They have the glitzier roster. They have the regular season success. They have two MVPs on their team, like two guys that could arguably have been MVPs in the last 2 years as opposed to one on the Rockets. So they have more pressure on them, and especially because the Rockets are doing all the things that can make them uncomfortable. Like all the things that the Warriors are good at, this Rockets team that has been constructed specifically to beat the Warriors and has been coached all season long to beat the Warriors is doing just that. Look at where they're making them most uncomfortable, at the three-point line. Steph Curry's shooting 25% from the three-point line, and it's not a fluke. These are not the stats that have come out on this basically show that the Rockets have blown every other team away in their ability to force the Warriors to take contested low-percentage three-point shots. And the ones that are open three-pointers tend to be their lesser three-point shooters. They're going to Draymond. They're going to Iguodala. They're not going to the Splash Brothers and whatnot.
Would the Warriors be at all affected by the idea of it's Game 5, 2-2 series? They're moving into a new arena next year. Now, this isn't, you know, Lambeau Field or Madison Square Garden or something like that. But if the Warriors lose, they are risking having their last home game at Oracle ever tonight. Two nights.
Yeah.
Is that something
and let's remember, one of the guys that's been struggling in this series so far, Klay Thompson, and he's struggling not just with his play on the court, but with that stupid Kaiser Permanente commercial of his, that he's criticized the Oracle Arena crowd this year.
He has, a couple months ago.
He's publicly came out and said that what did he say? He said that the crowd just didn't seem to be in it, or they're not...
I'll double-check the exact
quote. Look that up to say what he said exactly, and Kerr backed him up on it. So there's some bad mojo at Oracle Arena this year. They've been beaten by in the double digits multiple times. They just haven't had the same home court advantage. And it's not... Remember, you got to remember, it's not just them leaving, it's the Raiders leaving, too. Everybody's fleeing Oakland.
They are.
Everybody except the team that nobody cares whether it saves the A's.
So Klay said, I expect our crowd to be a little more into it. I know it's not in the playoffs, but it's our last go-around at Oracle. At least you can do is stand up when we make a good play, especially beginning. We need that energy, especially this time of year.
We need to be sure we get that replayed as much as possible. How can we somehow... Is that that's too long a quote to put on a banner to fly around the arena as people walk in?
Yeah, that's probably a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Here's my thought on this game tonight. The Rockets have such a great opportunity. And think about this. If they find a way to go in there tonight and win Game 5, you've got Game 6 at home on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the biggest home game in... I mean, listen...
Since Game 7 last year.
Since Game 7, except, barring injury, you would have Chris Paul.
Right.
You could be looking at a situation where the fans don't let you lose Game 6, where the atmosphere is so on tilt, it's a Friday night... People are out of their minds. You can dethrone the Warriors. You could be looking at a situation where the fans are so hyped and so into it that they will not let you find a way to lose that game.
As one of our listeners pointed out, if Steph or Klay, one of those two, said that last year that game seven environment at Toyota Center was one of the craziest environments they've ever been in. So whatever you want to criticize the Toyota Center crowd for regular season games, in that game last year when it really, really mattered, that was a crazy environment. And I'm right there with you. I would never, ever, ever say that they have the Warriors on their heels. And I would never, I would obviously, like D'Antoni laughed at the notion of momentum the other night when he was asked about it. I would agree with that. Like, there's no momentum versus the Golden State Warriors. And it's just likewise, I don't think there's momentum versus the Houston Rockets. it can change in a heartbeat at any given time for both these teams. Like the and the participants in both these teams are just, I think, really enjoying this grudge match. Like the Warriors, for however much they want to complain about the Rockets complaining or anything else like that, like, there's got to be a part of them that savors just actually having a challenge, right? Like, there's got to be a part of them that's like, okay, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I can see that part. I want to go back to this, though, Mike and Seth on a Wednesday. I'm convinced they have more pressure on them. And I get the idea that they have these championships. Curry, Thompson, and Green have three, and Durant has two. But I don't think it's really about that, because these guys have the pressure to properly perform and win all the championships that they can with Kevin Durant. And they have stacked the deck so much with Kevin Durant that this is not like the LeBron Miami Heat. If they lose, if they don't win the NBA Finals with a team that won 73 games plus KD, it is a massive disappointment. For me, the pressure in this game tonight is all on the Warriors, to the point that if I was Mike D'Antoni, and obviously my pregame speeches would probably be a little bit shaky based on what's happened on the air the last couple of years, but that's one of the things I'd say in the locker room before the game. I'd go in, and one of my talking points would be, listen, you got to play free, you got to play loose. They've got the pressure on them tonight. They are the ones who have to win this game tonight. Obviously, these games are all pressures, but they've got the pressure on them tonight. Yeah. They have to win this game.
Yeah. But they don't have to win this game. Like, they still have the game 7.
Are you
seven.
Sure?
They still have the... No, I'm saying the Warriors don't have to win this game. Of course not. Because they still have game 7.
But you got
to
worry... But, man, if you go down 3-2... So,
you know, for you to say that the Warriors have to win this game, do you think somehow if the Rockets go up 3-2 tonight that the Warriors don't have a chance of winning the series?
It's a big risk.
Like, and that's where... Okay, so what's the downside for the Warriors? For one, and this is where...
I'll tell you the downside. Yeah. I'll answer it. The downside is... They lose this game, they lose on Friday, and they never win a championship again.
I'm going to
tell you. That's a downside.
I know that. Okay, but we're talking about what pressure do the players feel. And this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'll tell you. And this is where it's going to work to the Warriors, the Rockets' benefit, is that, man, you'd have a hard time convincing me that a lot of the Warriors on that team right now aren't sick of certain teammates and aren't sick of the whole situation. And I bet there's a part of Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Andre Iguodala that just want to get back to the way it was. And amongst them, you might think it's crazy. You might think, like, well, why? Just on paper, you're not as good as when you have Kevin Durant. I would be surprised if this isn't the case, that those four guys aren't thinking, you know what, man, next year it's going to be just back to the 4, 5, 6 amigos, however many amigos are still there
from
the old core. We'll go back to the 4 amigos, and we'll have some young players, and we'll add a few pieces, and it's going to be more like it used to be. We'll play the beautiful game. We won't play this game of egos. We won't play this game of, like, a guy teasing us with whether or not he's going to stay. And I think there's a little part of it there. No matter how much championship DNA a team has, I think there's a little part of the Warriors locker room that feels like, thank God this is almost over. Thank God this is almost over. And doesn't mean they don't want to win tonight or win this series, but it's not the right attitude to have. We're in the Rockets.
I don't disagree with that point.
The Rockets locker room has none of that.
They have none of it. This is true. I want to play this Draymond Green quote, because we're discussing who's got more pressure tonight. Seth feels like it's the Rockets. I feel it's the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green said something very, very confident after game 4. And I want to know if you guys are buying into this.
I think our vibe is just great because everybody's just looking at each other like, we know if we just correct the effort things, we're just fine. And so, everybody's spirits up. Everyone's feeling good about, the opportunity that we have. And we didn't feel this way after game 4 last year, that's for sure. It was... Andre just had went out, and like we even spent game 4 trying to figure out who that fifth guy would be. And so there was just so many questions that need to be answered. Those questions aren't there this year. We know the answer to our problem. And, that's pretty exciting because, that's my department to lead in. And I know I'll lead in that department and bring it. And if I do, I have no doubt that everyone else will follow. And we'll win. So
okay.
This is exciting for me.
And this is where he's wrong.
I'm not buying that.
This is where he's wrong. No, you're not buying that he feels that way? I know Draymond.
He might feel that way.
Because you know what it is? It's rebounding. And it's simply that. It's as simple as that. It's rebounding. And he's thinking, all right, if what we need is guys to be scrappier and hungrier and more focused, that's my department. That's what he's talking about when it's my department. This is what he doesn't want to accept, but that's plain and out there. It's that the Warriors have lost small ball. Like, they've not, their small lineups have gotten crushed by the, by Tucker playing center.
Yes.
Like, the Tucker lineups have crushed the Warriors so far.
The rebounding rate is obscene.
The smaller lineups are crushing the Warriors. And they're not used to that. The death lineup has been rendered the, like, kind of, I don't know, like a kind of sick lineup, whatever it is. They're not the death lineup anymore. And
we played four games.
And it's not, but it's not based on just desire or anything. Like, you can't all of a sudden turn it up a notch with the Warriors. The small guy, the smaller players in that lineup for the Rockets are burly. Like, they're stocky. They're physically tougher than the Warriors in their gazelle-like physiques. And it's as simple as that. They're going to out-physical them. They've turned this into, as much as Colin Coward and all these others want to talk about, the Rockets are all about the three ball and nothing else. No, it's about, it's small, in their smaller lineups, they're about defense, they're about steals, they're about getting rebounds more to a greater degree than the Warriors.
Here's one issue I have with what Draymond Green said. Compared to last year, the Warriors went into Toyota Center and won Game 1, and they basically cruised to victory. They cruised to victory in Game 1, and they annihilated the Rockets in Game 3. They annihilated them. Now, this year, the aggregate, the four games, the Warriors are up by a point, 448 to 447.
Mm-hmm.
Again, last year, the Warriors crushed the Rockets twice in the first four games, and this time, it's close every single game. So I can't buy that the Warriors are in that great a shape. They're still in good shape. They're still in command of the series. Don't get it wrong. But this has been very, very tight so far.
Yeah, but do you believe that he believed what he was saying?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I'm just not buying it. Yeah. Objectively, as far as what their situation
this
is.
This is the thing about this is it's a simpler fix, but it's not an easier fix. I think there were things last year where for one, worse strategy. Two was also just Chris Paul had to get injured, you know? So it's like it's easy for Draymond to act like, oh yeah, we figured it out and then we beat the Rockets. Like, no, Chris Paul got injured and then you beat the Rockets.
Yes.
So like, part of it is him going back last year and making it seem more about them than it was. It was a whole lot about Chris Paul getting injured.